And according to a recent survey, since Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, 30% of moms say they always end up doing this chore because either their hubby or their kids claim they don't know how, don't have the skill set. What do you think it is? Phone lines now open, 1-909-798-5600. And for a possible answer, Lauren, we start with you this morning. One of our two moms on the show. What do you think? 30% of moms end up doing this chore because kids or their hubby claim they don't know how.
I'm going to go with laundry.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I think that's pretty hard for some...
Well, yeah, especially if your kids are young like you. I'm sure your kids, you know, look at the washing machine like it's...
No, actually, Berlin does a great job.
Oh, wow.
I taught her how.
Good.
I started washing that's in good. Elementary, too.
That's good parenting.
But I think sometimes when, you know, they throw the red in with the white and then everything yeah. comes out pink.
Or like Gabriel, who throws towels in with his clothes. I'm like, really?
You know, we guys made that mistake through junior high and high school, especially when your white football jersey comes out pink. You'll learn real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
you have
do
to
it
go
again.
To your coach. Coach, I can't wear this pink jersey. Anyway, pink jerseys weren't a thing in the 80s. Now they're cool. What do you think? 30% of moms, Melissa, always end up doing this chore because their hubby or kids claim they don't know how.
I was going to say that. So I guess I'll go with cooking, like cooking dinner or, you know, making food. Usually falls on mom.
I think that's a good one, too. I didn't know how to cook until I got married.
Me either. I'm still learning how to cook.
I grew up in an era where parents didn't do every single thing for their kid.
Well, you also grew up when there was home ec, so kids learned how to cook in
school. I had home ec too, right? Melissa. But
oh,
I
you
still,
did?
Yeah, I didn't.
We didn't have
I didn't
it.
Know how to cook still.
I mean, I learned a few things in like how to make caramel rolls and things like
Ooh,
that in high school.
Those.
But I already knew how to cook.
Really? Before you got to high school? Okay.
Yeah. Again, we grew up in an era where we had to learn how to do things on our own. I did my own laundry.
I did my own laundry.
Did most of my own cooking, except for dinner. Dinner was at 6 usually around that era.
Well, we have a gold star for you.
Yeah. Good
I
job.
Mean, nowadays kids are coddled. I'm sorry. They are. They don't know how to do anything.
Ava knows how to make pancakes.
We had to change our own tires on our bicycles. Otherwise, you know, you couldn't keep up with the other kids. You had yeah. to learn how to change the flat tire. 30% of moms end up always doing this chore. Because their hubby or kids claim they don't know how. What is it?
1-909-798-5600 for your 4-pack of tickets to the LA County Fair.
And in honor of my pink football jersey in high school. Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran coming at you with my nearly impossible question. 4-pack up for grabs for the LA County Fair. 30% of moms, as we head into Mother's Day weekend, 30% of moms. So they always end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how. Who do we have on the line? It is Gina. What do you think it is, Gina?
I am going to say unloading the dishwasher.
Oh, unloading the dishwasher.
Okay.
Or loading.
Well, there is a little bit to that because a lot of times the dishes go up high and the kids, you don't want them getting up on step stools or... putting a chair there and mm-hmm. reaching up to put the dishes away. So I can understand where, you know, kids...
Also, the knives...
Sorry, I'm too short.
The knives that are sticking up should be sticking down, right? Should be turned around.
Very true.
You're right. Yes. They could cut themselves when they're taking it out, yeah.
Again, we just coddle our kids. That's not
That's
it.
That's not coddling. That's safety.
Okay.
All right. Thank
I think
you
that
guys.
Was a good answer, though.
Lorena on the line as well. What do you think? 30% of moms say they always end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how.
Making the bed.
Oh, that's good.
Making the bed.
Good.
Those of us who were forced to make our bed as kids now aren't so concerned about it.
I feel like everyone can make a bed, but not well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Again, my dad was military, so...
Oh, yours had to be tight sheets, right?
Yeah. We had literally wanted... He wanted it... He was more concerned about it than my mom ever was.
No wow. wonder you don't like making your bed.
And I don't like making my bed.
You're like, take that, Dad.
Love my dad, but not a fan of that. Anyway, that's not it either. Thanks Aww. For trying.
Okay, thank it. You.
What is the chore we're looking for? 30% of moms said they always end up doing this chore because hubby and the... Hey, good morning, Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran on kind of a hazy day in the Inland Empire, but... be clearer later on today. A little bit cooler. Highs in the 70s, kind of like this time of year. 30% of moms always end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how. Maybe this Sunday, hubby and the kids should learn. The mom doesn't have
for
to
Mother's
do it.
Day.
Maybe this whole weekend.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, though? Karina on the line in Victorville, what's your guess?
I'm guessing doing the dishes.
Yeah, because maybe the kids leave food or
food and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't scrub
and then we have to redo them.
Are you talking about doing the dishes
with
or without a dishwasher?
By hand washing.
Hand washing the dishes. Well, I think most people these days have a dishwasher, so it's more along the lines of getting all the stuff off.
Yeah,
I have a dishwasher, but I don't use it. I hand wash them.
Well, that's not
it. Me too.
But using the dishwasher was a little bit lower. 26% of moms say they're the ones in charge of running the dishwasher because there's technical stuff involved.
So they don't
involved,
put too much soap in it.
Or pushing the right or wrong buttons. Mm-hmm. So that's not that it, but thanks for trying.
All right, then. Thank you.
Also got Beth on the line. 30% of moms say they end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how.
Okay. Is it clean the bathroom?
Oh. If they say they don't know how, they just don't want to do it.
I know. Pretty easy.
Exactly.
Your
it's a good
sons
way to
are the
get
ones,
out of it.
Your sons are the ones who made the damn mess. They better clean it up.
Yes. Yes, you get it.
They get to use all those toxic chemicals. Good time. 30% of moms end up doing this chore. Hubby and the kids claim they don't know how. What is it?
1-909-798-5600.
Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran in the morning. And nearly impossible question this morning. It's all about mom. Take care of your mom.
Mm-hmm.
The
she
wife,
deserves it.
The mother of your kids. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And tomorrow's Mother's Day in Mexico. They always celebrate it on the 10th of May. So a lot of people of Mexican heritage will also celebrate it twice. You get two Mother's Days.
Love that.
So you Latinas in this studio of mine, make sure your men give you two Mother's Day gifts.
On it.
Tomorrow and on Sunday.
I like that idea.
What do you think, though, for the four-pack to the L.A. County Fair? 30% of moms say they always end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how. Gus on the line, what is it?
I don't know how to do laundry.
So you agree with Lauren and doing laundry?
Yes.
So that's using a really the washing machine and the dryer.
Yeah, I have no idea how to use it.
How have you made it this long as a human being?
Who washes your clothes?
Well, that's why I got married.
Oh, my God. 1979 called. They want that answer back. But somehow 33% of people is a little bit higher.
Oh, man.
A third of moms say they are the ones using the washer and the dryer because hubby and the kids claim they don't know how to wash their own clothes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're in with a third of the population, you lucky. All right. Little bit of a hint. It does have something to do with laundry.
Oh, okay.
And it's something I know how to do. We had to know how to do this in the 80s because we were broke and we had to look sharp. But nowadays, I just have somebody else do it. Take it out. Get it done someplace else. 30% of moms end up doing this chore. They what is it? 1-909-798-5600. Good luck. Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran, Melissa and Lauren here. The nearly impossible question, all about moms, and 30% of moms always end up doing this chore because hubby and the kids claim they don't have the skill set to do it. We have Connie on the line at Rancho Cucamonga. Great to see you on Tuesday, Connie, at our Cola event. You want a brand new Cola t-shirt?
Yes, thank you again. That was so much fun.
So we gave you some laundry on Tuesday. What do you think it is, Connie? 30% of moms ended up doing this chore because the hubby and the kids claim they don't know how.
Okay, well, based on your hint, my guess would be ironing.
That would make sense with what he said.
That's pretty good guess. You got it right.
Yay!
Thank you.
It is a lost art, ironing. But
yes, it is.
Remember back in the day, we guys had those button-up shirts, the short sleeves. We'd always have like the the cuffs on the arms, uh-huh. and then maybe a tank top underneath. That was the 80s look. Well,
did you ever burn any shirts?
Absolutely, I burned shirts.
It had the nice little iron
three
mark.
Or four, for sure, burned some shirts. And then finally, I'm like, enough of this ironing stuff, okay? Way well, too much effort.
Yeah.
I will take it to the dry cleaner. Uh-huh. I'm good.
Hey, Connie, do you iron still or no?
Oh, of course I do. I want to look sharp.
Exactly. According to a survey from Voucher Codes Pro, yes, 30% of moms say they end up doing the ironing in the household because hubby and the kids are incapable and might burn themselves or the house down.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's great.
You're going to the LA County Fair. We got a 4-pack of tickets for you.
All right. I can't wait.
We can't either because Saturday night, Melissa and I will be broadcasting live from the fair from 5 to 7. Look for the Cola tent. We'll be giving away more Cola t-shirts.
All right.
Which, by the way, you don't need to iron them.
No. They're very forgiving.